Well, we got the fireworks coming up, and there are laws in Michigan that we're not always clear about, so we thought we'd go to a great guy who lives the law. He is the attorney, founder of the Mike Morse Law Firm, and very importantly, son of Sue. Mike Morse is on the other end of my line right now. Michael, nice to catch up with you. It's been a while.
It has been. Thanks for having me today.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I want to salute you and thank you for all that you do for so many, including the book bags and the other things that you have provided to kids for years. Really appreciate that, Mike.
My pleasure. It's my favorite stuff. And, you know, April 11th, 12 to 2, it's coming up. Project Backpack, our 11th year in our parking lot, giving away thousands and thousands of full backpacks, and just a great, great, one of my favorite days of the year.
Well, that's great, and I hope that one day maybe we can, because I'm on from noon to two, we can maybe broadcast from the location and capture all of the excitement, because I know after seeing Variety and do their bicycle giveaway and all these other children's charities that we help support with my golf tournament, I can only imagine how glowing and excited these kids are when they get those backpacks. But right now, we need your legal help with the fireworks. And you put out a beautiful flyer. I don't know if this is something people can just find online. It's all in red. It's beautiful. It's fireworks in Michigan. Know the laws. Like, for example, when can you legally use fireworks in our great state?
Well, there's different times of the year that our legislature put together. So the guide that you just mentioned is on our homepage of our website, 855mikewins.com, if anybody wants an in-depth guide. But for this week, it's from the end of June through Fireworks Day, right? Through the 4th of July till 11:45 p.m. Starting at 11 a.m., you're allowed to shoot off fireworks. But you're only allowed to shoot them off on your property, not on public property, which is a big ticket. Southfield, it's a $1,000 ticket. And there's lots of rules and regulations for each different city, which I think is interesting. Every city has its own rules, but the state of Michigan said, I don't care what your city say, you're allowed to light fireworks off till 11:45 on the 4th of July, 3rd, 2nd, 1st, and so on. And so it usurps the local ordinances, which I found pretty interesting.
That is interesting that everybody's got their own little way that they're dealing with this. I'm just wondering if overall the argument was at the time, gee, look at all the money and taxes we're missing out on by not having fireworks legal, since we had people, I remember driving, people would drive to Toledo, for example, to get the fireworks and then bring them back. I don't know that we've seen any kind of a big change in revenue for the state of Michigan with this all happening. Do you, Mike?
I actually have no idea. It's a good point. I know they revamped the laws in 2018. When we put that flyer together, we went back and researched the law, which makes it legal throughout the state in every city, you know, whatever it is, 10 to 12 days a year, and then the cities take over from there. But I have no idea about the revenue that we've received in Michigan.
Michigan law prohibits the use of consumer fireworks by anyone under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Additionally, Michigan law prohibits the they prohibit the use of fireworks while you're smoking. Come on, we can't be that stupid. But they have to make the law, apparently.
Lots of injuries that are coming out of the fireworks. I mean, I haven't represented thousands of people, but there's definitely, I've represented dozens of people who are in a situation where parents aren't supervising or fireworks are going, you know, getting shot off errantly on somebody's property. Just last week, I think you guys and others have reported that there was two small girls under 10 in a house. They found a dud. They took it into their bathroom without parent supervision. They lit it, and they both lost several fingers. I mean, you hear the sparklers are, you know, you could lose an eye. You could get burned. You could start a fire. There really is a lot of danger to fireworks, and the parents, you know, shouldn't be smoking, they shouldn't be drinking, they shouldn't be on drugs, and they should be very careful. They should have fire extinguishers, they should have buckets of water. Whether or not anybody does those types, you know, has those type of precautions, I don't know, but they should.
Common types of fireworks injuries, as you mentioned, Mike Morse with us, burns to the hands or fingers, eye injuries, fractures, lacerations to hands, loss of fingers, facial injuries, hearing loss. And this can go, you know, we have a weatherman who lost his eye, and he yep. knew what he was doing, quote unquote. I leave the fireworks to Tony Michaels, the parade company, and the Ford fireworks. That's enough for me. They're fabulous. They're great. Going to the point now of the danger of setting off fireworks and hurting a family member, or having a firework go off and land on your neighbor's roof and cause a fire. And man, these are things that are so avoidable. I don't know. I just wish people would be satisfied with the fireworks as we see them put on by the cities or the various municipalities. Let me go to, again, if you know somebody, if there's a fireworks-related incident, the attorneys at Mike Morse Law Firm are available 24/7 to help. You can give them a call at 855-MIKE-WINS, 855-645-3946, or you can contact them online at 855-MIKE-WINS.com. And the law business seems to be pretty good in our area, Mike Morse. You're an incredibly successful lawyer. We know some others in our area. And yet we keep getting companies coming in from out of town, almost like they're poaching. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I would want to go with an attorney like yourself or somebody who lives here, who is from here and knows everything they need to know about the great state of Michigan and our laws. But we must be a pretty good market for all these people coming in from out of town.
Well, I think it's just greed. And I think it's people are coming in with no ties and they're trying to set up little shops here. And we have an ad campaign running right now, Paul W., that's called Who You Hire Matters. And sadly, a lot of people in our great state just see a billboard of somebody they don't know, or they see a television commercial, and they just call. It's like, okay, I'll call this person even though I don't know who he is. I don't know what she does. I don't know how good of a lawyer they are. And then 6 months later, they call me. And they say, oh, I made a mistake. I hired this guy who had billboards up, but it turns out he was a criminal lawyer and he was just fishing for auto work. And I called him and he had no idea what he was doing. Mm. And I know people like that. And then these firms coming in from Florida because, you know, they've already taken all the cases from Florida. So now they want to go across the country and just see what they can do without any real ties. There's no money being spent here really other than advertising. They don't even have a big office or a small office. I mean, we employ over 200 Michiganders. We take up rent. We pay rent in 10 different offices across Michigan. We are in the courts. We know the judges. We know the defense attorneys. That's the type of firm you want to go with, someone who's got thousands of five-star reviews on Google, not somebody who's just trying to be like you said, a money play, a money grab to come in here and try to find some dollars, but not giving back. They're not giving backpacks. They're not doing dog events in the parking lot. They don't really care.
Hey, Mike Morse, before I let you go, how's Mom Sue doing, and whose idea was that?
So Sue's great. Her and I spent the day yesterday. She's coming up today with lunch. We're up at our little lake cottage, and she is great. My team, Ross, led by Ross Lerner, who's my creative director, about 10 years ago, we were sitting around and we knew family was a big thing and people love family. I love my family. And my mom was there and we said, Mom, would you mind doing a spot with us? She said, oh, I'd love it. And I'll tell you, she is way more recognizable and known and beloved than I am. People go up to her. She has got stories every single day when she goes to a restaurant, when she goes to a concert, when she goes anywhere, that people are so nice. They want to say hi. They want selfies with her. And she pretends, Paul W., that she pretends she doesn't, you know, she doesn't love it, but we all know she loves it. So it's the best. She's the best.
Well, she is the best, and I wish I could have worked my mother, Sweet Marie, into some commercials, but she was around enough, and we're lucky to have our mothers. Mine has since passed, but you still have Sue, Sweet Sue, and it's a great, great commercial concept all the way around, and it shows you have a great sense of humor as well, Mike. Have a great, safe 4th of July with the family at your cottage, and a great lunch that Mom is bringing up today. Good for you.
I will. Happy 4th to you, too. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Mike Morse, Mike Morse Law Firm. You can call him at 855-MIKE-WINS. You can go online, 855-MIKE-WINS.com, and look online at that list of all the information regarding fireworks. I'm going to depend on it tomorrow, especially talking and reminding you about ways to avoid injuries from fireworks, among other things that Mike has kindly included on this this little sheet that you can get online. As we continue in focus, Mike Rogers coming up next on WJR.